Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
What is going on, you little slutty puppies? How the fuck are you? What's going on, gang? What's shaking? It's a Tuesday. Holy fuck. Just when you thought your Tuesday couldn't get any better. Look at you now. You're here. You're ready to party. We're going to talk about some shit, you know? Hope you've been doing all right. How do you feel about fucking phase two? Or not phase two, fucking the second wave. You know? It's coming. I hear it's coming. Americans, we are putting up fucking numbers. We're like LeBron in the fucking playoffs right now. We are putting up big COVID numbers, baby. It's getting serious. I love that, you know, everything is, I live in New York. The general feeling in New York City is like, we're about to hit a fucking second wave. Everything's going to shut down again. And it's not even going to be our fault. It's like, we fucking nailed it. You know, in New York, we're down to only 8,000 deaths a day, which is great. We got it down. No, we're at zero. We're at zero deaths a fucking day. So it's for a place with 11 million people. That's pretty fucking unbelievable. Meanwhile, you know, people in Florida, I mean, guys, I get it. I get it. But like, wow. Like, could you at least say, well, you get, these people are getting like 16,000 fucking COVID cases a day. You know, what the fuck? I mean, who would have expected that it was going to be Florida that was going to embarrass the country? Who would have thought? What are people in Florida think? Do you guys even think this is a real fucking thing at this point? You know? It's like every fucking day. They're like, Florida now has 48,000 cases in the last hour of COVID-19. And the men are just wondering, can they make it COVID-18? We're back to you, Chet. It's just like, what the fuck are they doing? You know, and here's the thing. It's easy for me. It's really easy for me to talk shit because I got COVID like the fucking first week this shit came out. You know me. I'm a fucking impulse buyer. As soon as they announced that new shit, I was like, I got to fucking try that. So I had that shit like right away. So I haven't worn a fucking mask. I haven't done anything. I've been talking all this shit, you know. I just walk into businesses like, yeah, no, I already had it. I'm immune. They're like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, no, it does matter. Okay. I made this up, so this is how I live now. So everybody's like making up their own fucking rules with COVID. Everybody's believing whatever the fuck they want to believe, right? You know? People will just tell you shit just so they're not wrong with what they heard. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I already had it. They'll be like, well, did you know you can get it again? And I'm like, can you show me anywhere that you read that? No. So just admit you don't know. I don't fucking know either, you know? But it's a fucking mess. Florida's putting up goddamn numbers. Everything's going to fucking shut down again. And this is the thing. I feel like all of us, we're talking big shit going into quarantine about what we were going to do. I mean, I had some goals. I had some fucking goals. I'll be honest with you. I thought I was going to have abs by now. I thought I was going to have fucking abs by now. You understand? It is looking bad. It's looking fucking bad. You know, but here's the amazing thing about women. As long as a guy has just an all right face and a good personality, that's really all you fucking need, you know? That's really it. That wet tongue, two fingers, tops, maybe three, you know? Depending on how she was raised, and that's all you fucking need. Women are amazing for that. So, but yeah, I thought I was going to be a fucking, I thought I was going to be 100 pounds fucking lighter by now. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm not, been eating like fucking crazy. I'm eyeing a box of Sour Patch Kids to my left. You know, but they're organic. They're from the natural market, so they're not as bad. They're going to make me die in 2 years, not one, like the regular ones. I thought I was going to have read a lot more books by now. I'm like halfway into two books. I thought I was going to have, you know, I thought I was going to be an encyclopedia of knowledge at this point. But it didn't work out the way I thought it would. It did not. What else did I think I was going to do? You know, I thought I was going to write a fucking new hour of material. I didn't do that. I'll tell you what, I did not do that. I mean, you guys, if you've been listening to the pod, you've heard just about everything I got to say, you know? And none of it is, I mean, I wouldn't say none of it, but, you know, there's not like perfect bits in here. We're still working it out. We're fucking working it out. You know what I mean? But it's so funny. It just feels like everything is shutting down. The fucking world is going to close again. But if you go on like Reddit, right? It's so funny. There's like these subreddits for stand-ups. And I've been doing comedy for 6 years. So I'm a fucking veteran, baby. I mean, I'm the real deal. 6 years, you know? That's almost 7 years. And that's almost 8 years. So if you really put it together, I've been doing comedy for almost 10 years. So, you know what I mean? No, I'm just fucking around. But, you know, all I give a shit about is stand-up. But there's like these new kids. Like every day there's like fucking four or five new guys, you know, like 40 years old. They'll post on fucking Reddit and be like, I'd like to get into stand-up comedy. I'd like to start performing. What is the path to becoming a comedian? And I'm like, are you fucking stupid? That's a dead art form. That was a thing we used to do when society worked. What are you fucking dumb? Where are you gonna do comedy now? Like people hit me up, like when are you coming to Boston? When are you coming back to Boston? Probably fucking never. You know, nobody's like, I know people in Jersey that won't even fucking travel to New York. It's a mess. It's a fucking mess. People, agents are getting fired. Fucking the whole goddamn industry of show business. It's like I get auditions that are from like 6 months ago. They still haven't found a fucking part for it. And they're like, do you want to audition for what? Nobody's going to make this. No one's going to fucking make this, you know? Why am I going to audition for fucking the role of, you know, personal trainer number two? No one's shooting this fucking thing. Everyone's going to get fired. And, you know, I think we're going to see, my guess is we're going to see a huge change in the fucking show business industry. I really think so. I think, because it used to be, if you want to be a stand-up, you had to live in New York or LA. And I think that's really going to change. I think, people are going to start really trying to support their own clubs at home. And it's all going to be on the fucking internet now. I think that's going to be the way society works. I'm thinking there's not going to be a whole lot of fucking offices anymore, you know? It's going to be a lot of working from home. Then the big problem is just the fucking uncertainty, man. I mean, like, every day I try to decide what I'm going to do. Because, like, I love New York City so much. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Like, truly, I just fucking love this place. I was just watching I've been watching a lot of like great 90s movies lately. It's been like my thing. I just watched Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. That's on Netflix. You should fucking watch that. You should watch that tonight. It's a fucking great movie. It's not like a great movie, but if you can just let yourself have fun with these like over the top 90s movies, they're an awesome time. It's like I throw one on every night at like 2 a.m, just clear it out. It's fucking, what a time. You know, it's a lot of fun. But I just watched The Game the other night with Michael Douglas, 97. That's also a great fucking movie. But this guy lives in this gigantic mansion all by himself, you know? And it just immediately made me realize, like, I can never just live in some fucking mansion secluded from everybody. I want to be around fucking people, man. Even if you have, like, a big family, if you're in some gigantic fucking mansion like that by yourself, ugh, that sounds so awful and, like, lonely and isolating. You know what I mean? So I'm a fucking city guy, but I don't know if they fucking shut down New York again. You know, my lease is going to run out in October. I don't know. I'm open to fucking ideas. Maybe I'll move to Florida and buy like a fucking Ford Bronco or something, you know, start selling this fucking Wayfair furniture for 30 grand a pop. This is a cabinet. It definitely does not have a kid in it. Wink, wink, playboy. It's fucking crazy, isn't it? Did you guys hear about this shit with fucking Wayfair? They're like a furniture company that sells to white women. They're like, apparently they're like, have cabinets that are like $30,000 that are like named after like missing children. You know, it's just fucking, it is strange. But I will say, I was watching a video of somebody trying to like point it out. And they like typed into Wayfair's like search bar. Like if you can like modify an item, but as soon as they typed in any letter, the price like shot up. So it might've been a glitch, but you know, it's crazy how COVID and this current government has created so much, just like everything that's going on, like Epstein, the average person now is like a conspiracy theorist. That was like, it used to be like 3% of fucking people were conspiracy theorists and everybody thought they were out of their goddamn minds. Now It's like fucking everybody. I mean, as soon as Ghislaine Maxwell gets arrested, am I saying that right? Everybody's like, oh, fuck. She's going to be fucking dead in a day. Holy shit. You know? The whole fucking country is like that. I remember when they killed fucking Jeffrey Epstein. My grandma was watching the news and she went, they killed him. I don't know who she was referring to with they, but she was like, they got him. Can you, like, my fucking grandma, dude. That's how fucked up we're starting to see everything really is. You know? It really, like, the whole fucking world. It's like Jeff Bezos and then a bunch of elite pedophiles. And that's the whole fucking world. And that's what drives me crazy when people, like, really believe in politicians. It's like, no, the guy you're voting for has ties to all these fucking pedophiles. Like, he doesn't know? Are you serious? I think what's interesting is, like, what do they say? Like, Wayfair, right? This company, they are accusing them of, like, fucking trafficking kids. What would be really interesting is look at what other fucking corporations are hiring, like, big defense teams and, like, lawyers that we don't even know about. You know, what if we found out that it's, like, literally every company, like McDonald's, all these people, they're like, who do you think's been making the French fries? You think, how do you make that many fucking French fries? How do you cut that many potatoes without the use of sex slaves? What if McDonald's just came out and just fucking said that, you know? Would you stop eating it? If it was just everybody starts coming out, they're like, yeah, everything you own, you know, someone had to go through a tragedy for you to own it. Would you, what would you do? Because that's how fucked up I think it is. There was an amazing director, Stanley Kubrick. If you're not familiar with his fucking films, you should watch it. He did, like, The Shining, one of my favorite movies ever, Eyes Wide Shut. He did 2001, A Space Odyssey, which was the fucking scariest movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know how that movie's rated PG. I watched that in this, like, huge fucking New York theater with 8 people in it, and it scared the living shit out of me. It is such a sensory overload if you watch that movie on fucking high volume. I can't remember which actress it was. I think it might have been, like, Nicole Kidman, but apparently he pulled her aside and he's like, just so you know, the whole world is ran by elite pedophiles. I've been studying this for a while. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, just so you know. Like, that's how fucking crazy everything is, man. All these people are together. That's why, like, when you think that a certain person of a certain party is going to be the one that saves the fucking world, like, no, they're all connected. They all fucking golf together. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You truly, I think, what it's coming down to and what we're realizing is we all just kind of have to pick our evil. You know? Like, for example, if you look at the election coming up, you look at the economy, right? Trump's biggest leg to stand on when it comes to reelection is the economy. As long as fucking 401ks are going up and stocks are going up and the market's looking good, it's hard to argue. Like, yeah, you can't. It's harder to argue that things are terrible when the economy's up. So that's what the Republicans are standing on. And in order to do that, they want to open everything up, get people back in full force, even at the cost of people's lives. So that's the game the Republicans are playing. The Democrats are playing the opposite game. They want to completely stall everything as much as they can. Let the economy dip as low as it possibly can. And they're saying it's to save lives, but really it's to try to bring the economy down so they have a higher chance of winning in the election. If the economy is in the fucking shitter, it's going to be way easier for Joe Biden to, you know, try to remember to bring that up in the fucking debates. That's why, like, I don't, and people think it's like, no, Democrats care about you and Republicans don't. And I think neither of them gives a flying fuck about you. It's all about money. It's all about the fucking numbers. Like, if you're not seeing all that based on what we're seeing with the fucking Epsteins and all the goddamn conspiracies happening, I don't know how else to spell it out for you. You know what I mean? None of these politicians give a fuck about you. It's all just fucking, you really just got to pick your evil, man. Like, would you rather, you know, at this point, just open like, I think what's going to happen, we're going to hit a second fucking lockdown. People are going to lose their shit because they don't want to be in fucking lockdown anymore. I think we're going to hit a point where people actually want to fucking work again and not be trapped in their goddamn houses. And then I think people are going to fucking riot. And then they're going to go, you know what? We're just going to open everything up, swim at your own fucking risk. Like, some people are going to have to die, but the world's got to go on. I think that's going to be what happens. So you kind of have to, like, pick your fucking evil here. Do you want to, like, let the fucking world tank longer and save lives? Or do you want to let some people die and fucking, you know, get back to work and get the economy working? It's like, you know, it's like a moral fucking, it's like a moral test, really, is what it is. And there's, and both answers suck, because the more you keep the fucking economy closed, you know, the more damage that does. And then obviously the more people you let be exposed and the more you let this fucking virus grow, you know, what's crazy to me though, this was fucking nuts. We still don't know for a fact if fucking COVID came from a lab or not. We still don't fucking know that. How do we not like, can we get a goddamn conclusive fucking, can somebody come out and be like, sorry, the cat's in the fucking box. That's the Wayfair box, Tango. It's not for you. That's for children. It's for children. Stop trying to chew it up. Get out of here. Go. But yeah, no, it's just fucking, it's amazing. Like, here, the World Health Organization is just covering for fucking China's ass. They're like, no, they're totally, what are you kidding? They didn't do anything wrong. We're totally not going to let you investigate. Why would we? Why would we let you investigate if they did nothing wrong? That's the fucking World Health Organization right now. Come on, what's there to see here, you know? And that's why, dude, fucking, just when the heat was turning up on China, and I feel like everybody was like, all right, did this fucking virus come from a lab? All of a sudden, George Floyd gets killed. Fucking protests happen. America's completely sidetracked. We're focusing on civil rights issues, focusing on police brutality. Nobody's talking about China. I guarantee, like, nobody is more thankful for Black Lives Matter than the fucking Chinese president. I'll tell you that. He's just like, holy fuck. Wow, that came at a good time. The fucking, you know, the Wuhan lab is just burning behind him. He's just burning all the evidence. He's like, woo, goddamn. I owe that cop one. That's what the fuck he's saying, you know? But that's the thing. Nobody's fucking giving a shit. And obviously, you know, these fucking protests are important, but nobody's giving a shit about fucking China now either, which is, I just want to know, did this fucking thing come from a lab? I want China to comply with a fucking investigation. I want to know, did this come from a fucking lab? Was it an accident? Did they mean to release it? Did this come from a fucking, you know, wet shop or whatever the fuck, like they say it did? I really don't know. Every day on Twitter, there's a new article. There's a new strain of pig diarrhea that's going to be crossing over to humans. It's originating in China. What the fuck is going on in China, guys? What the fuck, all right? You steal all of our fucking tech. You trick all of our 15-year-olds into giving you all of their information by having them sign up for TikTok. And yeah, I might hate TikTok because I also did some bad commercials for them. But, you know, no fucking American should have TikTok. Nobody, okay? Fucking nobody. It's the most fucking, you're giving so much data to the Chinese. We're basically in a cold war with the fucking Chinese government. And I'm not shitting on Chinese Americans. You're a fucking American. I'm talking about China, baby. The communists. The fucking communists. You're giving them all your fucking information, man. Their government is involved in every fucking business they do. And every time you use their fucking products or apps, that money is going into their fucking government. I don't know how people don't understand this. That's like our biggest fucking competitor. That's why we all need to buy Ford Broncos, which are probably also made in China. It's just it's just a fucking mess. But I just want to know, dude, did the fucking, you know, are we ever going to find out the fucking origination of this thing? I'm just asking questions here, baby. I'm just asking fucking questions, you know? It's like the show has become pretty political, but what the fuck, you know what I mean? All this fucking shit is going on and nobody's paying a fucking attention. And don't come at me for the shit that I say here. You know what I mean? You can inform me, but I'm also kind of an idiot. I don't do a lot of reading myself. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm not open to fucking criticism, but I didn't go to college. So take that as you will. But yeah, I keep forgetting to set a fucking timer here, but I got some emails here for you guys. Just really quickly. Wanted to say, if you're just, you know, for the sake of fucking of what we're doing here, if you're enjoying the show, share it online. Go subscribe to the fucking YouTube. Drop a like. Drop a comment. Join the Patreon. 5 or 10 or 25 bucks a month. It all gives you the same shit, just depending on how much you want to pay to support the show. Support the fucking show. You get a new episode every single week. It's a lot of guest episodes. I just had Hannah Berner and Eric Gaspira on the last one. So be a part of the fucking Patreon. There's a great app. You can go discuss every single episode. It's pretty fucking sweet, man. Patreon.com/LevFur. Support the show if you can. And, you know, subscribe to the fucking YouTube. If you're watching on Instagram and you like a clip, hit that little fucking share to your story button, people. Retweet a fucking thing, you know? Like, this is the fucking podcasting. This is the only way people, like, artists are going to fucking work now. It's the only way you're going to hear these fucking wild thoughts. So hit that share button, support the show, and we're at the fucking emails. If you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. Send it in. You know, we love talking about your problems. We all got fucking problems. I got fucking problems. You know what I mean? Some people say my dick too big. Some people say my pussy too fat. I tell them pick one, bitch. So, you know what I'm saying? We all got fucking issues. So if you have a fucking email, you want to talk about it, send it into yungdaddyshow@gmail.com, okay? And say something in the subject like, I'm a hoe. I'm a crazy hoe. I got a little dilemma. I mean, we ain't going to judge you. We just going to talk to you straight. We're going to tell you what's what. So send that shit in, boo. But yeah, send in your fucking emails. If you're a part of the Patreon, include that in the subject. I'll know I can get to it faster. And that's it. Let's jump into these, man. This first email is called Breast Milk Barista. By the way, if I had a lady partner and she was pregnant, I would absolutely try her breast milk for sure. For sure. There's no way I would not. I've talked to guys about this. Some of them are like, no, I would never. Yeah, as if you didn't fucking taste your own cum when you were 14, Tyler. Really? You're going to tell me? Is that what you're going to fucking tell me? No, but that's, I think, I would absolutely try. How could you not? How could you not try every, I'm not going to say every liquid that comes out of your partner, but how could you, you know what I mean? It's fucking titty milk, playboy. You know, squirt a little bit into your coffee, get it straight from the fucking pump, you know? Be great. That's how I'd start my mornings. Just out of principle. Just to have some fucking weird shit going on in my house. But yeah. Breast milk barista. Hey, love. Not going to suck your dick via email because everybody already knows the podcast is great. Thank you so much. That's very nice of you. I like that a lot. Requested this girl on Facebook back in February. We know a lot of the same people, and I even know her brother back in high school. But I never knew she existed. Fast forward a few weeks ago, and she accepted the friend request. Up until that point, I honestly forgot that I even sent the request. Well, yeah, I mean, who the fuck is checking Facebook? I'm sure like weeks pass by where, you know, you go on Facebook to just find out who's getting divorced and like, you know, who had a fucking baby in your small town. That's like pretty much it. Just you see somebody just losing their shit. They just remade it, too. It looks ugly as fuck. I don't know if you've been on Facebook, but it looks awful. It just looks like one big fucking iPad screen now. But anyways, up until that point, I honestly forgot I had even sent the request. Looking to start something up with her, but really have no chance of seeing her out. I don't like DM slides because I feel they come off as tacky, but I feel like it's my only option here. She isn't super active. I thought this said super attractive. She isn't super active on Facebook or Instagram. So I don't really have much to respond to as a way to enter the DMs. And she doesn't follow me back on Instagram. So that DM would end up in a request. Oh, that's a fucking bummer. If you want to shoot that DM or something. But here's the thing. You can't be following. If you want to bang this girl, you can't be following a girl who's not following you back. You gotta. If you're trying to DM slide, you know what I mean? You gotta, and it's just like you guys are just both like normal people. You got to fuck a DM slide while not following her. That's the move. Because if you follow her first, it's like the equivalent of already saying, like, I like you. No, let her fucking wonder. Let her fucking... Nowadays, what people do, you're not following each other. You creep on one of their stories. You shoot that eye emoji, the side looking eyes, and then you see where it goes from there. You know, that's probably how fucking 30% of relationships start today. But she's not following you back. So what I would do is I would unfollow. That'd be first. That's first step. So you're saying the DM would end up in her request. So that's what you're worried about. What platform should I hit her up on? Do you have any tips on what to say? Cheers. P.S. The subject line is completely irrelevant. I just wanted you to read the email on the pod. Fake name was for anonymity. I don't know if she listens to the podcast, but I know you slip up and use names sometimes. I haven't used a name in a long fucking time, people. Here's what I'll say. I think there's something more serious about the Facebook message, and that's the way I would go. That's for sure the way I would go. But here's the one thing. I thought you said you have no chance of like meeting her out. You have no chance of seeing her out is what you're saying in the wild. So you can't ask her out in person. Yeah, I think either way is fine if you're asking in an Instagram DM or a Facebook message. But I think go fucking Facebook message. It might take her 6 weeks to fucking see it, you know, or she might have the Messenger app. But that's the way I would fucking do it. I think it just comes off as less of like a DM slide. I think if you guys actually know each other, I'd probably shoot it that way. I'd be like, hey, like... But here's the tricky thing. It's like, have you ever met? Do you guys know each other? You know? I honestly, what you probably should do if you've never met, you should just Facebook message her and be like, hey, you're really cute. Do you want to grab coffee or something? Or actually, I'm correcting myself. Just say, hey, you're really cute. We should grab coffee. Just leave it at that. Like, don't, and when you're asking somebody out, don't fucking ask, like, do you want to do this sometime? No, like, say it. Say, like, we should do this. That's the way you should do it. And that's it. Just let it fucking be that. Throw your own flair on it. Throw your own fucking flavor on it. You know what I mean? Don't come in too hot. Just be you. You know, we'll do whatever your version of just, like, just forwardly asking somebody out is. And see where it goes, you know? This is the thing. When you're young, when you're, like, in your fucking early 20s, I feel like a lot of times when you ask somebody out, they'll have like 20 fucking million reasons why they shouldn't or can't. But as you get older, like I realize, like my friends who date, they're like 28, 29, 30. Anytime somebody asks them out, they'll go give it a fucking shot. They'll just go, you know, if once a chick's like 25, 26, she's like, she's going to start going on fucking actual dates and going and seeing what's up. That's kind of like the sweet spot for when it gets fun to start dating a girl. When you can just message her like, hey, you want to grab a drink? And she's like, yeah, totally. And she doesn't have a fucking million, you know, insecurities or invalidations of why she can't or shouldn't. It's like, yeah, just go fucking, you know, go have a drink with somebody. See how it is. You could also just do that. Just be like, hey, do you want to grab a drink? Just be like, or, you know, let's grab a drink this week. Just fucking say some shit like that. I would go the Facebook over the Instagram. But I think if you want to go Instagram, that doesn't fucking, you know, it's not going to kill you either way. I would also maybe use whichever social media makes you look better. Wherever you look more like the guy you want to look like, I would use that one. It's the one thing that's pretty nice about Instagram is, you know, you could fucking, you can kind of scroll through and see if you're attracted to somebody right off the bat. But with Facebook, I guarantee when she accepted your request, she went through your profile. So she knows who you are, Playboy. She knows. Shoot it either way. I'd recommend going to Facebook. Just ask the girl out. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Yeah, so that would be my move. Next email, Patreon in my feels. Hey, Lev, huge fan of the show. Just want to thank you for keeping us all entertained over the quarantine period. Was just wondering for some advice about this issue that's been bothering me over the past few weeks. Some background info. I'm a 22-year-old guy, and about 6 months ago, I broke up with my girlfriend of over 5 years. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. That's a big fucking move. I promise you it's going to be for the best. And yeah, let's keep going. Following the breakup, I had full intent on just whoring about and living the single life that my guy friends had always bragged about. Quarantine aside, about 2 months ago, I met this girl through some mutual friends, and we really hit it off and been hooking up weekly ever since. From the beginning, I was pretty clear about the fact that she was that just hooking up was the best that I could do given the circumstances, and that I wasn't really open to a relationship, which she seemed totally on board with. Since then, gone on a few social distancing dates and have both started putting forward the idea that we've both caught feelings and whether or not it's something worth pursuing. Where do you stand on the whole being single thing? Is it totally necessary, or should we pursue the people we connect with regardless of circumstance? Sorry about the long email. Any advice is super greatly appreciated. One thing I've learned as I've gotten older is, to answer your question first, I don't think it matters. I think that if you just came out of a huge relationship and then you meet somebody that you fall in love with the next day or that you want to be with the next day, that's fucking fine. I think you got to go for that. You don't get to decide when life throws these things at you. There also, like, here's the process of becoming single for a guy. You get single, you immediately feel this humongous relief. Then you have some casual sex. It's fun. And then afterwards you start going, well, this is kind of meaningless and I'm still lonely. Then you start missing what you originally had, that kind of connection. And then you're just going to want that all over again. That's what it's like. But I would say this, if you feel like you're emotionally connecting, pursue it. But take it slow. Be not exclusive for as long as you can. Stretch things out and go as fucking slow as you can every step of the fucking way, because it's going to make this thing last way longer, man. I used to be like, we have to be exclusive within like the first month. Now I'm like, it could be 10 years. You know, let's just imply that exclusivity is fine with me. Space things out, man. Take it fucking slow. Don't rush into anything. Don't be stupid. What men do all the time is we're like, nah, fuck it. Like, I like her. Let's just make the sacrifice. Don't be fucking dumb, dude. That's how you end up in a fucking divorce 7 years from now. Just play it. Just fucking stretch it out. Take your time. Enjoy things as they come. But if you have a connection with somebody, fucking go for it, dude. But the one thing I will say to you is make a fucking deal with yourself that A, you're not going to talk about your fucking ex with this new girl, and you're not going to be reaching out to the ex. You're not going to be doing any of that shit, because it'd be unfair to the girl you're dating now. You either let this girl be a rebound or you don't. You understand? So if you're going to do it right. Take your fucking time. Don't disrespect her by always bringing up the exes and shit. That's a mistake I used to make a lot when I was a younger guy. So now I'm an old fucking man now, but you know, that's my advice to you, man. Yeah. You don't get to decide when you meet the people you meet. And okay. So we got one more email. This one's a little fucking heavy. It came in a little while ago. The girl followed up. It's going to be a little heavy, guys. It's going to be a little fucking heavy. So don't say I didn't warn you. I just like skimmed through it. I wanted to save it for when I had different female guests on to kind of see their end of it. But, you know, I keep forgetting to do it. So let's do it. Hey, Lev, I'm not here to suck your dick, but the pot is dope. Now on to my prompt. Thank you all so much. Thank you guys so much. I'm 28 years old, and to just jump right into it, I lost my virginity 12 years ago when I was 16 after I was raped by a guy I had been seeing. I'm so sorry. That's awful. Let's first start by jumping into that story. My dude was in university and I was still in high school. He had had a long-term girlfriend for quite a while, but they broke up and I started casually hanging out and messing around a bit. I was still a virgin at the time and he knew that. The night before he was about to leave for university for the year, we hung out one last time. His vibe this night was entirely different, and one thing led to another, and suddenly he was asking me to have sex. I said no, but he did it anyway. No further details needed. I've worked on myself a ton since then and have fully processed what's happened to me. But not gonna lie, it's still a bummer having lost my virginity that way. The dude and his girlfriend got back together after all this happened, and I ended up just deleting him off every social media platform and haven't spoken to him since. Flash forward to the present day. I'm 28 years old, have a long-term boyfriend, and have moved to Toronto. Have a great job at a big company head office, and all in all, I am living a great life. Fuck yeah. A few weeks ago, my rapist popped up on my Instagram feed, and out of curiosity, I clicked on his profile just to see how his life had changed since I knew him. My heart sank a bit when I saw that he also lives in Toronto now. But worst of all, we have a mutual friend who is best friends with my boyfriend. I immediately texted my boyfriend's friend just to see how he knew my rapist. I didn't mention that he had raped me. It didn't seem like a casual text kind of thing, LOL. My friend immediately told me that they had met recently playing a men's league sport, and they had really hit it off pre-COVID, and he was planning on inviting him out with us sometime. What the fuck? My question is, how the fuck do I handle this situation? My rapist was a very charismatic guy, so I understand why my friends like him, but I really just don't know how to navigate this. Should I tell my friend his newly found friend had raped me 12 years ago, or should I just lay low and hope he never ends up coming out with my friend group? I've attached a photo of me here for reference, even though I'm definitely too old for you. I appreciate any advice you can give, because not gonna lie, this is pretty fucked up. Yeah, that's a fucking wild, first of all, what an awful scenario to have to deal with. Listen, I'm very fucking happy for you that you're living a goddamn great life, and you move forward, and you've done all these fucking things that you've done. That's really something to be proud of. That's fucking great. For two, I don't think you should put yourself in a situation where when you're hanging out with your friends, you gotta be afraid that this dude is gonna come by or that you're gonna see this fucking person. I would do something to nip that in the bud right away. Because here's the thing. There's a chance you'll never run into him. There's a chance you will. I would say if you start hanging out with this friend group and you guys are going to be out, just so you don't have to live that fucking moment. I would say something like to the friend, be like, listen, here's the thing. There's a million fucking ways to answer this email incorrectly. But, and because, you know, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what that's like. But I would think maybe the move would be like, look, like depending on what you want to share, you know what I mean, out of this. But if you wanted to keep it as fucking, you know, tight as you wanted to, as what it seems as, maybe that's what I'm getting here, is like, you know, you didn't bring it up in the text, whatever. Maybe just be like, hey, I had an unpleasant experience with that guy. I know him. Please don't say anything about it. But I would like to know, you know, just let me know if you're just don't ever bring that person around me. I don't ever want to see this person. I have history with that person. I don't want to get into it. Don't ever bring this person around me. That's it. If you want to, you know, that's if you don't want to like get into it. That's if you don't want to get into the specifics. If you do, you know, if that's your friend, you guys can talk about that too. But if you didn't, I think that would be the way to do it. Just because I just don't think you should ever have to see this person again. You know what I mean? That would be one way to handle it. I think the other way would, you know, if you really want to get into it and tell your friend the whole story, this, that, you know, it's just messy, because then that friend will probably not speak to that dude again, which, you know, maybe that's how it should be. Who fucking knows? It's a mess of a situation. I think if you wanted to try to keep as little drama as possible, if you don't want to like create a thing with this guy, you know, of having him hear about it and having it be a situation, having him being asked about it, etc., I think that would be the way to go. Would just be like, look, I really don't like this guy. I don't want to see him around ever. Please, you know, just don't ever bring him around and don't mention him. I think that'd be the way to do it. You know, I'm sure people listening might have their own thinking of how to go about this situation. You know, write in what you think the fucking move is. But personally, I think that's what it is. And I'm very sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry you got to fucking deal with this dilemma later. But I'm glad you're in the fucking place you're in today. It sounds like you've gotten a lot of shit done and you're living a fucking great life. So, yeah, too bad you're in fucking Toronto. No, I'm kidding. There's so many hot women in Canada. I don't know why they're all up there. It's like they're all either in fucking Canada or Florida. It's like, can you guys meet me in the middle a little bit? You know? But yeah, I don't know. I think that might be the way to do it. But I also could be wrong. But let me know. Let me fucking know, guys. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode.
Thank you.